One of the great themes in the entirety of Sacred Scripture is the idea of the two ways, the way to salvation and the way to condemnation. The Book of Psalms begins with the two ways, the way of the just and the way of the wicked. And when Moses hands the law to the people, he says, I place before you life and death. And our Lord Jesus Christ stands as sort of a decisive figure on these two ways. As Simeon says, he will be the cause of the rise and the fall of many in Israel. Christ is the source of the fall for all those who reject him. Those who do not receive his words, do not respond with faith, with hope, with love, reject his baptism, reject his sacraments, reject him in the Eucharist, and persevere in that rejection. But Christ is the source of the resurrection and redemption for those who receive his word and faith, those who join themselves to Christ in faith, in hope, and in love. To them, the resurrection of Christ flows into their soul and is the source of their salvation. This occurs in two ways. Sacramentally, when we are baptized, into the death of Christ. That's why we go down into the water. It symbolizes going down into the tomb with Christ. And then we rise with him, and we are joined to Christ mystically or spiritually. And because Christ is risen, because Christ is alive, because Christ is God, and we are joined to him in faith and hope and love, then he is able to give that divine life to us. And as long as we do not separate ourselves from Christ, the divine life of Christ continues to flow into us. It flows to us above all in the most holy Eucharist. And so the life, the divine life, which we hope to have in the kingdom of heaven, we begin to taste and to experience here on earth because of the resurrection of Christ. The joys, the happiness, the glory, the majesty of heaven, we taste of because of our baptism and because of the Eucharist. And so we begin a heavenly life while even here on earth. And that life remains as long as we remain attached to Christ. And then in the fullness of time, the resurrection of Christ will complete this divine life within us. And just as Christ was risen from the dead, so we will, on the last day, be conformed to Christ in his risen body. We will receive the glory of the resurrection. And so just as Christ was glorious and shone like the sun in his resurrection, so will we in the kingdom of heaven. And so the resurrection for us is the sign of hope. It is the sign of our faith because it marks Christ as God. It is a testament to his words. It is the sign of hope because it gives us a foretaste of the joys of heaven, and it points out where we will attain. And it is the source of our love because through the resurrection we are bound to Christ. And it encourages us always to remain in the life of Christ, in the life of grace, participating again and again in the joys of heaven.